Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national polling firm. May I please speak with Rosemary Serna?
This is Rosemary.
I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not studying anything. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And in which state are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
Arizona.
Thank you. And in what year were you born? Just to make sure we speak to all ages.
I'm sorry, what year? 57.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Certainly.
Almost certain. Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Difference of opinion.
I know all are important, but the most important issue?
There's a lot of them. Yeah, I don't have a particular one, no.
But you can say anything at all, whatever comes to your mind.
Yeah, just unity. That's the only thing that I'm... Unity.
Unity?
Yep.
Okay. And can you please be more specific? Unity in the government, with the citizens, or which type of unity?
Unity through parties.
Okay, to parties. Thank you. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Yeah, Joe Biden.
And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. The first one is Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
100.
And Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
0.
And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democrat.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Democrat.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
I think Biden.
Do you trust them much more or just somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
And please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permit for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat
agree.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
And the next one, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Strongly for.
Agree. Okay. And the last two. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
The last one, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Strongly agree.
And now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants, and for each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first type of President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
The next one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
The last two, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
And the last one, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check, and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigrant reform will make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election. The first one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. After hearing that, if President Biden enacts that program, will that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
More likely, somewhat.
Somewhat more. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely.
Much more. Much more.
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more likely.
And the last four, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Much more.
And last three, a program that grants work permit and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Oh, but they don't have a background check?
In this case, I think no, but I need to read everything verbatim and more information is included here. But based on that specific statement, will you be much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less?
I'd skip that answer.
No problem. And the last two, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. Could you repeat that?
No problem. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
The last one, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Much more.
Okay, thank you. And please indicate if you are very concerned, just somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one, Donald Trump and Republicans believe cuts on the border benefit them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
Somewhat concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very,
very concerned. very concerned.
The last three. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
Somewhat concerned.
The last two, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned about that?
A little concerned.
The last one, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Very concerned.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. Again, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to review the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is Donald Trump. He says we must shoot down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. So which approach comes closer to your own view?
Joe Biden.
And much more with Biden or somewhat more?
Much more.
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
No. No.
And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? OAN or Newsmax, Spanish language radio programs, WhatsApp, MSNBC and CNN, Facebook, TikTok, Fox News channel or website, Instagram, Univision, or YouTube?
MSN and CNN.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Poland and Canada.
Okay. And any family from Hispanic descent or Latino descent or no?
My husband and my daughter.
Okay, and can you please specify which country?
I guess Mexico.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you so much. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
The United States.
And were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Okay. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English than Spanish, or always English or something else?
Always English.
And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
No, I'm a Democrat. I was independent.
And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
The way it is now, Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, will you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'd say moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Thank you. And what is your religion, if any?
I'm just Christian.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Rosemary.
Thank you. And this concludes this. Oh, sorry. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay.
But thank you.
Thank you so much. This concludes the survey, and thank you for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help and for your patience. Have a great evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.